listening to the Rookie Big Board Podcast Network.
Welcome to episode 32 of the Devi Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board Podcast Network. I am your host, Skip Newton, and with me is my co-host, DJ Jazzy Dwight. How you doing, buddy?
So sit right back and we'll tell you a tale about, I don't know. I was trying to think of a DJ Jazzy Jeff song in Fresh Prince and I couldn't.
Nice.
Here was just nice. Understand. Wow. Oh, I don't know.
There's that's a lot of our listeners are like, I just don't understand what they're talking about, but that's okay.
Come on. Fresh Prince, he slapped.
Yeah. There you go.
Anyway,
see how you mixed in a modern saying with something that happened recently about the. Oh, that was brilliant. God, I love that. Was like a pun upon a pun or something. It was like pun squared. That was awesome. All right. That made my night, man. It's smooth sailing from here. Let's actually talk about what we're going to talk about today. We are going to get into trades. We haven't done a trade show for a while, so I thought it'd be a good thing to do here before the season starts. We only have three episodes before we get to actually talk about college football. So we'll get into, you know, what side you like best of these trades, who got the better value. And I think we'll wrap it up our last 2 weeks. We'll do another one of those mock drafts, kind of our last one of the Devi offseason. And just to kind of see if anybody's moved, and that'll set the tone going into the season. And then we can do another one maybe after the season. But first, I want to talk about the ridiculous value of being a Rookie Big Board patron. You can chop it up with us in the Rookie Big Board Discord and access Dynasty Devi and Rookie Rankings for just $3 a month. That is the same as the gallon of milk I bought this morning. If you want to win a fantasy football championship this year, you need the incredibly valuable resources the Rookie Big Board team offers at patreon.com/rookiebigboard. And before we get into that trade topic, I think we should mention this weekend is the big expo, the Fantasy Football Expo. Of course, everybody who's cool and awesome is going. I'm not. So once again, feelings of missing out will be in my life this weekend. But I'm bringing it up for a couple things. One, because that's why I called you DJ Jazzy Dwight. And two, because the Kings Classic Draft is this Saturday, which is a college fantasy football league run by John Lobb, and it's a league just to raise money for St. Jude's. So if you are interested in helping out with that fundraiser in any amount that you possibly can, we would really appreciate it. If you just go to Twitter, on John's Twitter page, he's at GridironSkull91. You can find the pinned tweet with the link to give money to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And let's really quick, you're doing a lot this weekend. I think it should be mentioned about how you're just going to be working like a madman.
Yeah, it's not all work, man. I'm a DJ in the Friday night party. I'm actually in the Kings Classic draft on Saturday morning. I have a team, I'm scared to compete with those sharks. It should be interesting, but I have a team that morning, and then I have DJ again Saturday night, and then the expo Sunday. So it should be a fun weekend, but I mean, if you call it work, I mean, hanging out with everybody, and it's going to be a blast. So.
Yeah, that I'm glad you brought up the sharks portion of that, because for any of our listeners who are interested or are just starting to play college fantasy football, or maybe you're in a C2C league, but you're new to the college aspect of it, of course, it's very different than Devi. And the podcast on this feed that you want to be listening to is the one that drops on Tuesday mornings with Matt Hicks and the aforementioned John Lobb, the college fantasy football podcast. They talk about just college fantasy, not Devi. And those guys are the sharks that you mentioned.
Right.
Although Matt will still find a way to put his love in for Zach Charbonnet in every single episode. He's obsessed. When Zach Charbonnet finally graduates from college and goes on to the NFL, then we'll only have as long as it takes for his career to end before we'll be done listening to Matt talk about him. Yeah. Oh, I love giving him crap for that. All right, let's get into trades right away. The first one is a Superflex Devi League, and it's a fairly simple trade, two two guys on each side. We got Drake London and George Pickens on one side, Fields and Gainwell on the other side.
Yeah, I had to look at this one. Yeah, for me, it's pretty heavy with the not heavy, but I would definitely take the Fields and Gainwell side. I think you always want a quarterback, especially in super flex. But I really like both sides of this trade. It's actually pretty darn even in my opinion. Like Fields is the best asset, but Gainwell, you have to agree, is probably the worst asset. Well, maybe Pickens, depending on whether you believe him or not. But I like London quite a bit. And then I do like Pickens a lot if the talent can win. So I can see both sides of this trade, but I would rather have the Fields side, I think, just because it's a quarterback. And I still hope that Fields is a legitimate NFL quarterback. So.
Yeah, and I kind of cheated on this one because it's a Devy league, but it's not a right. Not enough Devy assets, but it was just an interesting trade. So I thought we'd start with this one. You know, this is tough because I like both sides. I mean, London's value as the first wide receiver off the board was high. He's looked great in camp, so his value hasn't done anything but increase if right. moved. Pickens, of course, has skyrocketed. It seems like he's the next coming of the best wide receiver ever, according to some Twitter feeds out there. They're probably getting a little aggressive, but you got to love, I think, the value that he's already accrued just since rookie drafts, right? You're getting him. Most people were getting him at the early second round. And now it feels like if people were redoing a rookie draft, you might be taking him, you know, mid to late first, even. I mean, he might have jumped right. over a couple players. I think for sure I don't take him, or I don't take any running backs besides the top two over him. So I like the value there. Gainwell, I don't think is going to be anything more than just a share running back piece, a good asset for an NFL team, but not a great fantasy asset. He's going to be tough to start in fantasy, except during bye weeks, because you're just not sure when he's going to get the ball. Maybe that'll change this year, but man, that I don't trust that Philly backfield. And Fields, I liked him coming in. I still like him. I like the fact that you're hearing better things, at least this year. He's got a new system, new coach. So don't necessarily like the weapons around him yet, but that can change, right? I mean, they can draft a top wide receiver next year in the first round. And all of a sudden, if he looked pretty good this year, you're going to feel really great. So yeah, I'm going to lean the Fields and Gainwell side just because of the super flex angle, but that's a good trade. I think
if the team
giving up Fields had some other quarterback depth, then well done on their part in that regard.
Right.
The next one, we will get into some Devy players. You've got Najee Harris and Chase Claypool, a couple of Pittsburgh Steelers on one side, DK Metcalf and Sean Tucker on the other side.
Ooh, man, that's another one that's pretty darn close to even. For me, once again, I always go to the find the top asset, which is Najee, in my opinion, in this one. But I do like DK Metcalf's long-term value in this one. You think he'll be hanging around a little bit more. I'm still not 100% sold on Tucker, but I do think he's going to be an all right NFL back. And Claypool, to me, is just kind of like a guy. So I think it's pretty close. I would go with the Najee side just because I think I want that premium NFL running back. But you could talk me to the other side pretty easily too. I do think Tucker's all right, and Metcalf will be around for a while. So,
yeah, this is a tough one. I don't have a whole lot of hopes for Claypool either. So for me, it's more, you know, Najee for Metcalf and Tucker. I still, in all the leagues that I'm in, still do not have any shares of Metcalf or Sean Tucker for that matter. But but Metcalf really bothers me. And it's not deliberate. It just sort of has worked out that way. I think I'm going to go DK Metcalf and Sean Tucker on this one. I think, you know, Najee came in a year older. He's got a year in, and, you know, by next year, he'll be 2 years into his rookie contract, where Sean Tucker's assumingly going to come in quite a bit younger. And right. I think that would be enough for me to say, you know what, I'll take the top wide receiver. And I don't care that right now the Seattle doesn't seem to want to have a good quarterback. They'll remedy that, right? They're gonna draft the top quarterback next year, I'm sure.
You hope so, yeah.
And he has put up some decent stats with bad quarterback play. I think last season he had some where where they had someone filling in for Wilson. And he still looked good. I have to look it up, but I thought I heard that in another podcast. So yeah, I'm gonna slight lean Metcalf Tucker on this one. But again, like you said, I could be talked on the other side because I love Najee Harris. I mean, the guy is,
yeah.
I mean, the receptions and the touches and the opportunity he gets is just ridiculous. So that's a great side to be on. All right. Wow. Trade number three, a lot of pieces here. We've got DeAndre Swift and Treylon Burks. Treylon Burks being maybe the number one talked about rookie this year so far. Holy crap, you can't go a day without somebody either saying how great he looks or how horrible he looks. And then on the other side, Travion Henderson, Keyshawn Boutte, and Xavier Worthy. So all Devy on the one side, but you know, not getting a ton younger. I mean, Swift and Burks, it's not like they're, you know,
yeah, they're not
5-6 year veterans. Yeah. I mean, those guys have got years left. So where are you at on this one? I mean, those are top Devy assets.
Yeah, I think for me, I'm going the Devy side, ironically. As much as I love Swift, I wrote an article about him, or I wrote about him this week in one of my articles, that I think he's one of the few guys that has the upside to be RB1. But I'm scared of that whole Detroit system, you know, that they're just going to squander away his years like they did with Barry Sanders. Swift's, I think, the best asset right now. Burks, I still like a lot. But, man, that's three top 10 Devy assets right there in Travion, Boutte, and Worthy. And, I mean, I love Boutte as much as like anybody out there, and Travion too. So I think I'm taking that side, even unless I'm just an absolute – I need – to win now, and I don't want to wait 2 years for these guys, the Devy side. But I mean, I think the talent on that side is far more than the Swift and Burks one.
Yeah, this is a challenge.
It's a tough one.
You're basically trading, like, if this were a rookie league, non-Devy, it's Swift and Burks for a 23 first round pick, because that's what Boutte would be, and two 24 first round picks in Worthy and Henderson. But arguably the 101 in 24 for sure, guaranteed in Henderson.
Right.
Boy,
that's a tough one.
Oof. You're placing a gamble that all three are gonna hit. I gotta stick with the Swift and Burke side. I love Swift, and I think you're right. I think he has that opportunity to be the RB1. It's just a matter of staying healthy, even in that offense. I mean, he was on a track last season to get a boatload of catches. And
about 90, I think, is what he's on pace
for. Right. And that, you know, that puts him up with with those seasons that
CMC that, and yeah.
Exactly. Whew. You know, in Kamara we're having. So I'm gonna lean that side. I'm still a huge fan of Treylon Burks. I've got a ton of them. So I think he's going to be a great wide receiver. I just think he's a stud, and I'd be willing to part with those three to get those two. But man, that's one where you,
these are three really good trades though. Like really good. How we can both sides.
You click on the accept button and you feel kind of, I'm not sure about that, but
exactly.
All right. Man, that was a challenge. All right, we've got another one
easier.
With DK Metcalf on one side, another Metcalf here. We got Metcalf, Caleb Williams, Brock Bowers, and a 2023 depleted first round pick for Swift. So another Swift trade, Devonta Smith and Rashad White.
Man, that's another tough one. I think I'd go with the Metcalf side. I think you can make the same argument for Swift on this one. Devonta Smith, I still like him a lot, but I don't think he's ever going to be like a wide receiver one. And the same with, I like Rashad White a lot. I don't think he's ever going to be an RB1. And then you get Metcalf, who we already talked about, Caleb Williams, who's arguably going to be, you know, one of the top picks in the, what is he, this upcoming, no, 2 years, 2024. Same with Brock Bowers. He's probably a 2024 first and then a 2023 depleted first. I think the Metcalf side by a sliver, But I mean, if you really need these pieces to win now, I could definitely see making an argument for the Swift, Smith, White side. So, it once again, it's like a razor. That these trades are, it's really hard to take a side, but I would think I would take the Metcalf side.
Yeah, and it's another interesting one, you know, like the ones we talked about before, where there's no clear, you know, like intent. Like you can't say, oh, well, this team's obviously trying to get younger, because both side is filled with young assets. I mean, Metcalf and Swift are the two the two oldest pieces in this trade.
That's crazy. Yeah.
You know, they have a short number of year, a handful of years between the two of them. So yeah, I think I'm gonna still stick with the Swift side. I like Rashad White. I don't trust Tampa Bay with a rookie running back. Maybe I'm just still burned by the fact that I had Ronald Jones in a couple leagues and the other guy whose name I forgot, but Keyshawn Vaughn. Yeah, still, yeah. You know, and so maybe I'm just feeling that pain and suffering, but I still think Devonta Smith's going to be a solid wide receiver in this league, and Swift is such a, you know, he's a top five running back for me, and I really like Metcalf, and I love Bowers. Caleb Williams should be a top quarterback.
Right,
he's a couple years removed, so anything can happen. That scares me a little bit. And then a 23 depleted first, that depends on how depleted it is. But
yeah, it does. It doesn't say Superflex, and if it's not, then it's definitely a Swift side.
Oh, I
I just always assume every league is now these
right,
days.
Right,
I mean, it pretty much
yep.
is.
Yeah. So you don't see many Debbie leagues that are one quarterback.
No,
that's an odd combination.
It is.
All right, so yeah, I'm going to lean the Swift side again. So I'm going to go with the NFL yeah. assets on that one, but if
like
I were trading
toys.
That side, I'd feel pretty good about my stock if I got the other side too.
Right.
All right. Trade number five. This is a 12-team super flex and fewer pieces, so an easier one. I think this will be an easier one for both of us. We've got Damian Pierce, Worthy, and a 24 second for Tua and a 24 third.
Little simpler, but still also kind of yo-yoing a little bit. For me, it's the Tua side. It's just you need that quarterback. And I mean, even if he's just a low-level quarterback one or high-level quarterback two, at best, I mean, I think that's still the Tua side. I like Pierce quite a bit coming out, but I don't think he's got a true NFL future. We talk about Worthy a lot, and I worry a little bit about his size, but he is still an amazing prospect. So to me, it's the Tua side. I mean, he's the surest thing in this deal, the biggest piece. Everything else is a question. So for me, it's Tua fairly easily in this one.
Yes, I also like the Tua side. And it's not that I think Tua's going to be, you know, a top six right. quarterback in fantasy. But I think he's good enough where he's always going to be, you know, reliable and give you, you know, good points. If he's your QB2, You're gonna be happy.
You're happy,
In a Superflex league for sure. I mean, they've surrounded him with great weapons in the passing game. So I really like that. I think Pierce is just a guy. Even if he has a really good season this year, there's just nothing to say that Houston won't go out and draft one of these awesome running backs next right. year. And that concerns me when the guy just doesn't have the draft capital. Right. Worthy, we like. You know, we love him. You know, top wide receiver in that 2024 class. So, you know, that piece is nice, but that's not enough for me to get rid of Tua. So I'm leaning Tua right. side on this one.
And those picks also depleted. If there's Worthy in here, that means their picks are also depleted. So you're looking at 2024s. I would almost say those have no value, honestly, in this trade.
Trading down from the second to the third,
especially in 2024. Tua. Yeah. So it's basically Pierce and Worthy for Tua, in my opinion. And that's, I mean, yeah, for me, it's pretty easy Tua. So,
all right. Another super flex trade coming in. We've got Tom Brady going to a contending team, and I'll get to a little more details in a second, giving up a rookie/Devy depleted the 107 and the 307, and the team that received Brady is replacing someone like Tua or Goff or Jacoby Brissett in their starting lineup. So I got that level of detail on this one, just to give you an idea of how many more points would they score on a weekly basis is why I was, what I was getting at.
Gotcha. Yeah. Makes sense now. Yeah. Brady. I mean, that's pretty, if you're a contender and you need another quarterback, which obviously you do in this situation. I would take Brady on this side and just trust that you can, you know, make the most of the picks you do have. And those rookie depleted ones are not, you know, I mean, you know, it depends how far you're in the league. They could be worth almost, not going to say almost nothing, but definitely a lot less than, so it's Brady pretty easily for me if you need him to win.
There'll be some good players for sure at the 107.
Yeah.
And if the team getting the picks isn't a contender and is sitting on Tom Brady, then this is absolutely the deal you make. You have to get something for Brady. I mean, he's not going to play forever, right? I mean, he already flirted with retirement. I got to believe he's going to consummate that decision soon enough. So it's time. There will be time. Yeah. If I'm not a contender, I'm moving Brady for something like this, just because I want it done. But it's a good trade on both places. But yes, right. I like the Brady side for a contending team. I mean, he's going to put up just sick numbers once again. The guy is so good. So, and
I want to introduce the last one, because this one was I almost made. I ended up talking myself out of it. I am a contender and I need some extra pieces. I have, my side is Tua, Travion Henderson, and Garrett Wilson. And I had verbally tossed it out there that I would trade Tua, Travion, and Garrett Wilson for Derek Carr, Saquon Barkley, and Tyreek Hill. I ended up not doing it, but I'm just curious what your thoughts are.
And you're a contender?
Yes.
Oh.
So man, I need Carr, I need Saquon, I need Tyreek now. You know,
I mean, so I don't see a scenario, you know, health aside, right? I don't see a scenario where Carr doesn't put up good numbers this season. I mean, he's already shown us he can put up yards. I think with an addition like Devontae Adams, I think he's going to get more passing touchdowns just because Adams is so good in the red zone, especially, you know, inside the 10 and 5 yard line. Saquon is finally 100% healthy. So even if he's back to just like 90% or 85% of Saquon, you know, early pre-injury Saquon, I mean, he's an RB1. And then Tyreek, yeah, he doesn't have Mahomes, so I'm not expecting the quite the same, but what he still has is the ability to catch a ball, you know, 10, 12 yards downfield and turn it into a big game because he's a freak athlete. And so on a contender, I think I make the deal. I think I pull the plug and say, yep, or I'll take Hill and Barkley and Carr. And it's not just a for this year, right? I mean, they're getting older, but I mean, Barkley's still in his rookie deal. So he should have, you know, 2 to 3 years of good play left. Again, assuming health. Carr is, you know, quarterback's last. So he's absolutely a dynasty play. And I like Carr better than Tua. And
I do too. Yeah.
And Tyreek Hill. Yeah. I mean, he's going to put up really good numbers. I mean, that kind of brings up a thing. I swear I haven't heard anything about Garrett Wilson.
Right. Yeah. He's been kind of quiet. There's been a lot of buzz about Elijah Moore in camp, but nothing about Garrett so far. So I don't know. I ended up just kind of, I threw it in one of my chats that I was in and the guys kind of talked me out of it, but I thought it was a pretty good deal. And they're like, no, no, no. You know, they kind of talked me out of it. So I can see both sides. And the guy who I verbally offered it to is like, yeah, I'll take it. So of course, you know, like
right.
Help them with Travion. So yeah, you know, I don't know. I just couldn't, in the end, couldn't do it. So
yeah. Travion is the big piece there that gets you all excited from the Devy heavy side, or at least it's just one Devy player, but boy, yeah, I'd go Carr, Barkley, and Hill. And I think you've created a, a 2 to 3 year window of potential dominance in your dynasty side. So, man, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Nice. All right. Well, that's it. We've reached the end of our trade to discuss. I hope this helps our listeners get some idea of the value when you look at, you know, the NFL assets versus the Devy assets. You know, I leaned a little more NFL today than I think I normally do, but trying to change that line of thinking, as we've talked about in our previous episode of Devy do's and don'ts. So getting that out there, Dwight, you are doing things obviously for the FF Expo. Anything going on besides all of that prep work?
No, just a lot of getting ready for the season. Told you about last week, conference previews, just getting, you know, it's gearing up. It's starting to finally feel real, you know, like there's real football being played sort of, you know. And I didn't end up watching the Hall of Fame game, but it feels like it's real now. Things are happening. New people are unfortunately getting injured and things like that, but it's still, it just feels real though. You know, like,
yeah, finally. I love the realness, the you could just feel the kind of the intensity building. You know, the injuries are horrible. You hate to see that. And I think for me, the worst injuries are the ones to rookies. Like, man, they haven't even had a chance to get on the field and play in a game. They're just trying to get acclimated to the, you know, the NFL lifestyle and, you know, learn the system and the playbook. And, you know, obviously they're meeting all their new teammates and all that stuff. And then to have a season derailed, you know, so quickly, that, man, that's a big hurdle for a young athlete to cross, you know, right away. And I know that these guys are built a lot of times to just truck through it. And, you know, the physical part, they probably are pretty good at, cause they've been, you know, physically gifted and great and worked hard for, you know, their whole life. But the mental part of that has got to be the challenge, the, you know, staying positive and keeping that attitude right, man. That'd be a tough one to have your career threatened that early. That would, I always feel for the guys that happens to.
Exactly.
All right. Well, on that somber note, I will call it a show. I am at Skip Newton 31 on Twitter. At FF Peebles Champ is Dwight on Twitter. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Devy Big Board, part of the Rookie Big Board Network. We'll be back with more Devy Big Board next week, but be sure to tune in either tomorrow for the bonus board or next week as Matt does his usual either summer scouting or whatever he can come up with next. He seems to be just throwing out awesome episode after awesome episode to kick off our week. So check it out. And of course, the Dynasty Big Board drops on Wednesdays, one of my favorites. So thanks again for listening, everyone. Have an awesome weekend. Enjoy preseason football and take care.